pavlova. 3 egg whites at room temperature. 1/8 teaspoon cream of tartar. 1/2 teaspoon vanilla extract. 1/2 cup sugar. 2 kiwi fruits sliced. 1 or 2 bananas sliced. Several strawberries sliced. Whipped cream or non-dairy whipped topping. Preheat oven to 300 degrees. Line a springform pan with brown paper or parchment paper. In a medium bowl, beat egg whites, cream of tartar, and vanilla with an electric mixer on medium speed until soft peaks form, tips curl. Add sugar 1 tablespoon at a time while beating on high speed until stiff peaks form, tips stand straight. This takes about 5 to 7 minutes. With a silicone spatula, scoop meringue into pan. Bake in oven 35 minutes. Turn off oven and leave meringue in oven for 1 hour. Remove from pan carefully. Store in airtight container until ready to use. To serve, top with whipped topping. Lay strawberries, bananas, and kiwi fruit in a pleasing design on top. Add more whipped topping if desired. Serve immediately. If any remains, store in refrigerator in airtight container no more than 2 days. Meringue will turn soft. Note, when topping with fruit, use kiwi fruit, not kiwi. A kiwi is either a bird or a native of New Zealand. The bird tends to be too tough for a pavlova, and eating the person would be cannibalism. Pavlova was invented in New Zealand, but quickly appropriated as a national dessert of Australia. Some people use other fruits, such as peaches, but these are the ones I learned to use in Australia, and so I continue to use them. Besides, they are my favorite fruits. The hard part about making a pavlova or any meringue is that you cannot rush the process. Egg whites are sensitive. They require just the right amount of beating and will fall apart with anything less. The same can be said about spiritual matters. Some people are like egg whites when it comes to learning to follow God. They require patient care. If you beat, teach, too hard at first, they will not rise to the occasion but will fall away. If you don't teach long enough, they will never reach heavenly perfection. You may have to add sugar slowly. They need to be aware of their sin before they can accept that they need salvation. But they also need to know the sweetness of a life in Christ. And once they begin a life in Christ, they still need to be handled with care. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. 2 Timothy 2:24-26.